I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC.
If you took the whole world of modal music, all of the traditions that use modes, there would be hundreds or thousands of different ones.
That's Annetta Bauer, co-founder of The Lost Mode. The pattern of intervals between the notes of the scale determines the mode. Gregorian chant originally had 8 of them, each with a different characteristic sound. But they were only divided up into whole steps and half steps. Many cultures divide a scale into smaller parts or microtones.
In the medieval realm, we have the church modes, the 8 versions of the modes. And then as soon as you go into other classical art traditions like classical Indian music or Turkish music or Arabic music, that number multiplies very, very quickly.
Bauer and her colleagues, Shira Kamen, Peter Mond, and Derek Wright, share a knowledge of early music, but also each have special interests in other traditions. Bauer is a recorder player, but studied the classical Indian instrument, the sarod, with Ali Akbar Khan.
I'm actually not playing in a purely classical Indian style at all on this concert, but I'm using this instrument and the color of the instrument to perform a Sephardic piece and then also a couple of North African pieces.
She says the audience doesn't need to know or understand the particulars of what's going on to enjoy a performance.
I usually just trust that the color of the mode and the language of the mode and the emotional content of the mode will be able to communicate to people who hear it, regardless if they know much about the particular tradition where that mode comes from.
The repertoire they'll play in 3 Bay Area performances this weekend have a wide historic, stylistic, and geographical range. Annetta Bauer describes the concerts as being like a jewel box.
It's a collecting tool that can hold these beautiful musical compositions and also room for improvisation. And the common thing between all of those different repertoires is the fact that there is a mode or that there is a modal approach to the music.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.